Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. My guest today is my friend Iyad Al-Karabi, and he is here to discuss his decision that he will be running for the state senate, and he's going to talk about other political issues besides that. So how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Cynthia. I hope.
Thank you.
Wonderful occasion, and I hope you enjoyed the receptions at the State of the State. It was too cold for me to move around, but when we're upstate New Yorkers, we've been through worse.
Did you go to any of the receptions?
No, not this year. No, I just stayed home, and helped my mom with some issues.
Okay.
Good.
So you're toying with the idea of running for the New York State Senate. So you'll be running against, if you do run, Kathy Marchione. So explain why you want to run for the Senate.
Because we need more diverse voices. I am a Palestinian, Syrian, Muslim American. I'm a first-generation Palestinian Syrian. I was born here. I'm young. I'm a part of the LGBT community. I believe in different views, different perspectives, and she's part of the old guard. She's been in there for far too long, and we need new voices. Everyone talks about voting them out. Everyone talks about we need to switch things. Well, here, I'm a candidate. I'm going to try to get on the ballot to be a candidate, and I think it's important to find new voices. I'm a community leader.
So if you run for the New York State Senate, what issues do you feel are important statewide or in New York State?
Right. There's several. First and foremost, taking a look at New York's infrastructure in terms of roads and bridges. Those. Second would be New York's internet infrastructure. Unfortunately, the fascist administration, Trump, destroyed net neutrality, and I think New York needs to respond. And I think it's important that New York responds. And create our own internet or create our own equipment, the New Yorkers can have a right to access the internet. I believe the right to information and the right to access information to be free and independent of the hands of the current plutocracy, unfortunately, plutocracy we are in. And I think it's just dangerous to go down the road that we are in, where Wall Street and organizations like that could censor what is content and charge on content versus the access to equipment and just the simple access to the internet. I think that's really dangerous, and I think that someone needs to step up for that. I am Palestinian Syrian, and I believe that someone needs to hold New York accountable and supporting occupation of the Palestinian people over there as a member of the diaspora. Andrew Cuomo and others have been very, very, very pro-Israel to the point of supporting the settlers who kill, harass, torture, rape, and override dehumanize Palestinians in the West Bank, 48, and in Gaza. Cuomo has been sitting next to the former chairman of a very, very nasty Israeli settlement in Hebron, and that individual is now part of the Israeli consulate, and he likes to send us to him all the time. So someone needs to ask Cuomo about that, and ask Cuomo, how come you supported the South African apartheid protests and the BDS then, but not now? It's the same thing. When you have separate laws for two different people, that's apartheid. When you can go down a road, but that person cannot go down the road even though they own the land that you stole through the help of Europe and America and all those nations, that needs to be talked about. When there are thousands of Palestinian children under occupation that are in jail, that's important to talk about, and that's why I'm running. I'm running because there needs to be someone to speak up with these voices, and these are my people, as well as I'm American. But in the end of the day, we need to be promoting human rights. Trump made a very interesting decision about moving the capital to Jerusalem, which is insane. Various reasons. But also, we need to ask everyone who's listening to your phone, to this interview right now, is to sign two petitions. One, which would be on the U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights. Betty McCollum has, on November 14th, Betty McCollum has introduced a bill called H.R. 4391, with promoting human rights by ending Israeli military detention of Palestinian children act. Please urge your member of Congress, your state representative, to support this bill. It's very necessary. It is a way for Palestinians in the diaspora to hold the government accountable to give billions of dollars to the occupation and military aid. And torture, kill, and harass Palestinian women, children, and et cetera, et cetera. Again, the bill is H.R. 4391, and I'm urging Representative Paul Tonko, everyone, to co-sponsor and sign it, support Betty McCollum's bill. It's important to do that, and I urge anyone who wants to run against Cuomo, hold them accountable on the issue of Palestine, because we do not have many voices and allies right now, and we need the help of people supporting BDS, supporting Palestinian self-determination, and not agree with Israel's blacklisting organizations for supporting nonviolent accountability mechanisms that every civil society, that's the quote-unquote free democracy, it has.
Now, has Paul Tonko co-sponsored the bill yet, or are you urging him to?
I have sent him and other people multiple emails and letters, and I have not got a true response other than a basic response. And it's just interesting. So I am urging Paul Tonko to respond to the various constituents who have been signing petitions to him and to every member of Congress to co-sponsor this. And I'll urge Elise Stepanek and John Plazo and other members of Congress in the Capital Region, in upstate New York, to also co-sponsor H.R. 4391, which is vital. And, you know, we should support detaining and arresting Palestinian children, putting them in jail, putting them in cages, torturing them, killing them, shooting them in the head, and torturing them. This is...
Now, have you ever been to the Middle East?
I have been to Syria and Jordan, but I have not been to Palestine.
Okay. when you went there, what was your feelings? How did you react to what you saw?
It was beautiful. I was very glad when I was younger to get to see Damascus before everything went down, before all the uprising and all those deaths. It was really good to see my parents, brothers and sisters, my cousins, my parents, aunts and uncle. And I was blessed to see that before the Middle East went up in flames. And unfortunately, I don't think I'm able to go back to Palestine. Israel does not let folks come in there. And searching through Facebook profile.
So have you made a final decision whether you're going to run or not, or you still thinking about it, or what's that status?
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to try to run. I just need help. I just need help to get on the ballot. I don't know if I'm going to form an exploratory committee because I don't know if I can raise funds, but I'm going to at least try to get on the ballot just to give it a shot. And no matter what, No matter what happens, it's going to be a win, because if I do end up getting on the ballot, that would be awesome. And I think that would be a win because that gives a new generation of people, young Arab American folks to get involved in electoral politics, and that the Palestinian people in America might have a voice in New York State. The Muslim community might have a voice in New York State. The left might have a voice in New York State. And in fact, upstate New York might have a voice in the state senate that could be strong. I mean, I consider myself as a strong, wielded person, and I think that my personality, I think that there's a way to revolutionize, revitalize upstate New York and get people to focus on upstate New York as well as downstate. And I think it's important to change the criminal justice system, hold cops accountable who kill people of color, revolutionize the education system, make it more towards students, relook at Common Core. I think Common Core is a failed policy. Ban hydrofracking. Revitalize the green of New York. Invest in internet infrastructure as a way for New York to combat Wall Street and combat the internet service providers from controlling content. If we don't control content, we let that happen, that means the internet and corporations could control what is viewed as speech, and that means we're going further down oligarchy than before. Legislation on changing the internet. I believe healthcare, water, internet, housing are human rights. I think healthcare, internet, housing, water are human rights. And also we need to have divestment from countries that engage in occupation, engage in murders, and engage in not allowing folks to have human rights. For example, Israel. I believe that New York needs to engage in divesting from Israel, and I vehemently 100% disagree with Cuomo's EDS executive order and all of New York State legislature reporting that, and someone needs to be in as the chief voice and says, wait a second, no. These are called by a group of people who have the right for self-determination. They want to use the South African model for divestment and sanctions and boycotting. They have a right to do that. If those people in diaspora identify with that and want to do that, that's fine. That should be supported. We have a right to free speech. Palestinian Americans, Palestinian New Yorkers who live in New York, who live in the 43rd District, such as myself, who live in New York State, should have the right to free speech and should say that we should free Ahed Tamimi and we should end Israeli military detention of children. We should not have tax dollars go to the Israeli occupation and detention and killing and political assassinations and supporting that. And then no one hold Trump accountable on, not one member of New York State government hold Trump accountable on trying to pull funding from UNRWA. I mean, everyone was talking about North Korea, but what about what are Palestinians going through right now? While billions of dollars get to go to Israel, and Israel literally kills Palestinians and bans people who support Palestinians from going and learn more about the situation. Trump and everyone attacks us as if it's our fault. And it's just wrong. It's just wrong. And for example, an estimated 10,000 Palestinian children have been detained by Israeli security forces and prosecuted in the Israeli military court since 2000. Independent monitors such as the Human Rights Watch have been documented that these children are subject to abuse and in some cases torture, and their age are around 11 and 15. Ahed is 17. And that's Bassem Tamimi's daughter, who was in Albany speaking at an event by the Palestinian Rights Committee. I want to backtrack a little bit and describe a little bit myself. I am the co-founder of a LGBT Palestinian group called QPEN, which is the Queer Palestinian Empowerment Network, and I'm a part of the Hampton Institute, a working class think tank. I was part of Get Equal, and I serve as the director of Project Action and Activism at the Hampton Institute. And I am looking forward to running for office on the 43rd Senate District because I believe someone needs to remind the constituents there that Kathy Marchione only ran because former Senator Ron McDonald was voting for marriage equality, and I was a part of urging him to vote yes for marriage equality, and she ran against him because of that. So I want to remind that the 43rd Senate District, that their Senate, that their current incumbent senator is a homophobe. And homophobe is unspoken, probably a racist. And I think it's important to remind folks that he was horrible. Jim Tedisco and Greg Ball was doing setups in the Senate and Assembly chambers, installing the vote for marriage equality. Now, how are these folks state senators? Jim Tedisco and Greg Ball are doing push-up challenges, stalling marriage equality. Well, I, Iyad El-Karabi, was outside getting spit on by homophobes, protesting folks who didn't believe same-sex marriage is a human right, which was wrong. Same-sex marriage is a human right. Marriage equality is a human right. And I was out there sweating, crying, chanting, out in the Senate, out in the streets, getting people to sign signatures, getting people to sign signatures in the state of Maine, doing these things to progress human rights, while these Republican senators do push-ups in the Senate hall, and one decided to have the courage to run to vote yes. The Tea Party ran this person because she didn't like the gays. And so I think it's insane. And I think that I hope that my generation who lives in the 41st Senate District realize that they have someone my age who wants to hold Wall Street accountable, who wants to hold Cuomo accountable, who wants to protect Palestinian human rights, who wants to put Muslim rights, who wants to legalize marijuana, who wants to have single-payer health care, who wants to revitalize and talk to folks about mental health, who wants to push for a gender, who wants to push for a woman's rights bill, who wants to talk about Islamophobia, who wants to reform the criminal justice system, and not just reform, turn it on its head. Not only that, to public financing in this election is important. The Dream Act, the clean and decent human rights bill for New York, an update on that, a driver license for immigrants and folks who are here, who are undocumented, and they want to be documented, and give them IDs. What's the big deal? I don't get it. Protect refugees. Protect Native American folks who live in New York. Stamp out Islamophobia. Talk about sexual assault against women and sexual assault on campus. Reform the insurance.
So if anybody wants to volunteer for your campaign or donate some money to you, how could they do so?
The donation stuff, unfortunately, is not set up yet. The volunteer stuff is in the works. So the best way to do that is to follow my Facebook page or go on Focus on Albany, and you can put some updates on when I become official or not. They can follow on your page and see when I make those announcements and those links so people can sign up to volunteer and sign up to donate. So you got to follow your
Keep
posted.
Okay. So you have been listening to Iyad Al-Karabi. So if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment or criticism about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. And we will be talking again. Thanks for being on Focus on Albany, and thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great day.
Yes, Cynthia, thank you so much. Free Palestine.